This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. this week's sugya is a major sugya in Shas. This is the sugya of Palginon Dibure and Eino Dames Matzmai Rasha. So, the Mishnah said, one who testifies that your husband died, or even I killed your husband, you cannot marry his wife. However, because certainly you may have ulterior motives, you're testifying you killed the husband in order to marry her. So we don't trust you to marry her. However, she could get married. So in other words, the eidos is acceptable. It's acceptable, it's admittable eidos, even though you're saying that you're a murderer. So according to your account, you're a Rasha, and according to your account, you're not Neman La'idos, but according to the Tanakhama, the Rabbanon, you are believed. Presumably what we're doing is, we're saying we believe you the guy's dead, and we don't believe you that you're the murderer. Now why wouldn't we believe the guy that he was the murderer? We're believing him that he's dead, because Ein Adam Meisam Atzmai Rasha. Well, if half of what you're saying is false, how could the other half be true? There must be a concept, according to the Tanakhama, of Palginon Dibure, where we could split his words and we could say, regarding what you say that you're the murderer, we don't believe you. Regarding the fact that the guy's dead, we do believe you. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, no, if you say you killed the husband, then she cannot be married at all. Now, the Gemara is medayik from the Tanakhama that someone else could marry her. And the Gemara asks, but Rabbi Yosef holds, Ploini Ravani La'oinsi, if somebody says somebody sodomized me against my will, you could testify with somebody else to kill the sodomizer. But if you say, Ploini Ravani L'rtzoini, Ploini sodomized me with my consent, then Rashahu, then the person is a Rasha. And the Torah says that you cannot bear witness together with a Rasha. Now, here's the question. According to Rabbi Yosef, if you say Ploini Ravani L'rtzoini, you are not Neman, not regarding yourself, and not regarding him, because you're not kosher for a testimony. But how could that be? We don't believe you that it was L'rtzoini. You know, we don't trust you. What happened to Ein Adam Meisam Atzmai Rasha? The Gemara later is going to quote the opinion of Rava. The Gemara said that Rav Menashe, who holds that Apsul D'Oraisa is Pasul even for Eidos Isha, would still say that if somebody says, I killed your husband, he would be believed, because Rava says, Adam Karav Eitzal Atzmai Ve'Ein Adam Meisam Atzmai Rasha. Yeah? Adam Karav Eitzal Atzmai Ve'ein Adam Meisam Atzmai Rasha. Rav is of the opinion a person's related to themselves, and a person cannot make themselves a Rasha. The same way I can't testify about my father or my brother, I certainly can't testify about myself. So if I can't testify about myself, I'm not believed that I was the murderer. So then why could the woman get married? Presumably, Rava holds Palginon Dibure, right? Clearly, Rava is of the opinion we hold of Palginon Dibure, because Rava is saying, we don't believe you that you're the murderer, because Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmai, Vein Adam Eisem Atzmai Rasha. And therefore, we do not believe you, you're the murderer. We do believe you, the guy's dead. The question is, so what does Rav Yosef hold? Rav Yosef, the Gemara was using Rav Yosef to explain the rationale of Rav Yehuda. Why, if somebody said, I murdered your husband, he's not believed. The Gemara seems to be saying, because he is making himself a Rasha. And since he's making himself a Rasha, he's not kosher to testify. And therefore, nobody could marry his wife. So the question is, Rabbi Yosef, how is he believed to make himself a Rasha? Think about what Rabbi Yosef is saying. Rabbi Yosef is saying that since he says, Ploini Ravani L'rtzoini, he's a Rasha, and therefore his testimony is not admissible. And if he says, I killed your husband, he's saying he's a Rasha, and his testimony is not admissible, and therefore she cannot get married. But wait a second, why would we believe him that he killed his husband? Why would we believe this guy that he murdered her husband and that he's a Rasha, but Ein Adam Meisim Atzmai Rasha? I mean, Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold Ein Adam Meisim Atzmai Rasha. How's that possible? That's the question of today's shiur. Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold Ein Adam Meisim Atzmai Rasha? Rabbi Yosef holds a person could testify about themselves? I mean, we know in B'chol HaTorah Kula, Moshe can't testify about Aaron. Even if Moshe is the most honorable, trustworthy person in the world, he cannot testify about Aaron. And Aaron cannot testify about Moshe. And even though Amram never did an Avera, he cannot testify about Moshe. Why? Because a Karov is possible. So a person's not Karov Eitzel Atzmai, what's Pshat in Rabbi Yosef? What is Pshat in Rabbi Yosef? Furthermore, what's Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said, if somebody says, I murdered your husband, she can't get married. Why? Why would we believe him that he murdered the husband? But Ein Adam Meisim Atzmai Rasha. So the Pashut Pshat here is, the Pashut Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a Paginon Diburei. And therefore like this, if you ask Rabbi Yehuda, when the guy says, I killed your husband, do we believe him? Rabbi Yehuda would say, of course not. Ein Adam Meisim Atzmai Rasha. We don't believe him. So we say, okay, so if we don't believe him, then why can't... So then he's not a Rasha. If he's not a Rasha, then he should be able to testify that the guy's dead. Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you mean? If we don't believe him that he killed the husband, then we can't believe him that the guy's dead either. You know, basically, we don't say Paginon Dibura. You can't have your cake and eat it. You can't say we don't believe him that he's the murderer, but we do believe him that the person was murdered. You're right, a person can't make themselves a Rasha. They're not believed regarding themselves. But if they're not believed about A, they can't be believed about B. If someone comes into court and he says a testimony and part of it is thrown out, then the whole thing is thrown out. It's not that Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Yehuda hold that a person could make themselves a Rasha, and once they're a Rasha, they can't testify. They agree, you know, which way do you want to slice it? If you want to believe the guy, then he's a Rasha, and you can't accept anything he says. If you don't want to believe the guy, then you can't believe anything he says. That seems to, Toisus Debrei Hamaschel Lema. Did I find it? Lema Rabbi Yosef, where is that? On Amud Beis, look on Chafei Amud Beis. Taisa says, Tema dehacha le Rabbi Yehuda les le paginan dibure. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a paginan dibure. And Taisa says, Avikiyas kasha over perakachoyle tzamrinon hahuda asa lekame de Rabbi Yehuda. Someone who came before Rabbi Yehuda, va'amar nisgayarti beni lebeinatzni, I converted on my own, so therefore my gerus is no good. So we say, you're believed to passel yourself, but you can't passel your children. So that means Rabbi Yehuda holds of palgina. But Toisus is learning, what's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, who says that if you say, I murdered your husband, nobody can marry the woman. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't split his words. So how do you want to say it? You want to believe him that he is a murderer? Then he's a Rasha and he can't testify that the guy died. Elamai, you don't want to believe him. So if you don't believe him that he's a murderer, you can't believe him that the husband is dead. That's the Pashup Shah in Rabbi Yehuda. And presumably then, that's Pshat in Rabbi Yosef. When Rabbi Yosef said, Al Toshes Yadcha Im Rasha Liyos Eid Hamas, Rabbi Yosef is saying that since you can't believe him regarding himself, therefore you can't believe him regarding the testimony. Now, we're going to explore today two other ways to learn Rabbi Yehuda. I'll tell you what, and this is the reason why. Is the two other ways, excuse me, to learn Rabbi Yosef. Because Toisus learns Rabbi Yehuda that you're not believed about anything. Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is that since we can't believe you that you're the murderer, we can't believe you that the guy died. But is that what Rabbi Yosef is saying? Isn't Rabbi Yosef saying we do believe you that you're the murderer? And once you're the murderer, you're a Rasha. And once you're a Rasha, you can't testify that the guy died. Meaning, it sounds, the simple reading of the Gemara is that we do believe the guy, he's a murderer, and therefore we believe him, he's a Rasha, and he's not a credible witness. So the words of the Gemara seem to be saying that Rabbi Yosef disputes the concept that Ein Adam Meisim Atzmai Rasha. Rabbi Yosef may hold that a person could make himself a Rasha. Aye, but wait a second. Adam Karoy Veitzal Atzmai. Don't we say Adam Karoy Veitzal Atzmai? I can't testify about my brother, so why can I testify about myself? So today we're going to do two of my all-time favorite achronim. First we're going to do the Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz and the Urim Batumim, and then the Noid Bihuda. Let's see if we can make this abyssal bigger. All right, here we go. One more. No. Okay. You know what? One more. Here we go. And then we move everyone to the left side. Okay. V'tzorach Talmud says Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz in the Urim V'tumim, Simen Lamedchas. Daha Rav Yosef Omar, Rav Yosef said, Ravani la'oinsi neman. Rav Yosef said, if somebody says that the he was sodomized against his will, he's believed. Rabbi Yosef apparently does not hold up Hagina Debura. Because if you say Ploini Ravani La'ainsi, you're believed. Ploini Ravani L'Ertsaini, you're not believed at all. That means he doesn't hold up Hagina Debura. So says Urim V'Tumim Mitzach Loimar, the Gamla Rabbi Yosef Sfirale Paginan Dibura. Rabbi Yosef holds a Paginan Dibura. Rabbi Yosef holds a Paginan Dibura. Aye, by Ploini Ravani Lertsoini, then we should believe him that it was. We should believe him that Ploini Ravani, and we shouldn't believe him Lertsoini. Why are you not credible to testify against this person? Rak the Sfirale, Rabbi Yosef holds, no, Paginan Dibura, no problem. We could divide what you're saying. The only thing is, I mean, the Pashup Shad is that he doesn't hold a Paginan Dibura. And since we throw out Lert Soini, we have to throw out Ploini Ravani. So he says, no, Rabbi Yosef holds a Paginan Dibura, but he holds Adam Mesim Atzmai Rasha. I Adam Karavet Salatzme, there's a principle of Hoidas Baldin Kameya Edim Dami. Kamay Dam Rinan Hoidas Baldin Kameya Edim. That the testimony of a Baldin is like 100 Edim, the Indian Mammon for money. Kain Lasis Atzme Rasha. The same way Adam Karavet Salatzme, but what if I testify? I come to Bez and I say, I owe Ploini $1 million. So you're chayiv to pay $1 million. Aye, what do you mean? You're related to yourself. So why are you believed to be mechayiv yourself money? The answer is there's a principle. Hoidas baldin kameya edim dami. Self-confession is like 100 edim. We know that's a rule regarding monetary matters. So the same way regarding monetary matters, a person could admit to owing, and then hitaka owes money. So too when it comes to Arayos, if somebody says about themselves they committed a sin, it's Hoidas Baldin, Kameya Edim Dami. Rabbi Yosef does not buy in to Ein Adam Mesim Atzmai Rasha. Vim Kain, but
Rashi seems to argue with that, because Rashi, Divra Masav Ein Adam Mesim, he brings this concept of Hoidas Baldin. He said there's a chilik between Mammon and Knas and Einish Mammon.
Yeah, Rashi does not agree with this. Rashi learns the sugya. Let's see. V'im kein ba'omer Ravani l'Ertsoini. No. So, Rashi's in Rava. Rava, Avada's Mechalik between money and Isser. But now we're explaining the Shita of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef holds If anything, Rashi may hold like this, because in other words, Rashi is explaining the shita of Rava, who disagrees with everything we're saying. We're trying to explain the shita of Rabbi Yosef. V'imkein ba'oimer Ravani l'rtzayni. After paginan dibura, even though we divide his words, arminan dehave kerava la'acher, we say like this. Pliny, we believe you that Pliny was roiveya. You're saying that you're chayiv misa, that we don't believe you regarding. You are making yourself a rasha. Ve'ech yod ha'havalei rasha. In other words, it's not that Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold a pagina dibure. It's Rabbi Yosef holds adam meisim atzmai rasha. V'rava poleg. Rava argues like Rashi says. It's really the ain meisim rasha atzmai. You can't make yourself a rasha. Aval af Rabbi Yosef svirulei. But even Rabbi Yosef holds pagina dibure. Okay, so that's how Rabbi Yonis and Ibish has learned a little differently than you would have thought from Tosis. You would have thought from Tosis that Rabbi Yosef would say, the only thing is, though, we don't believe you the same way we don't believe you. You did it. We don't believe you that the guy died. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda holds, does not hold a pagin on Dibure. Rabbi Yonis and Ibish says, no, that's not Pshat. That's not Pshat Rabbi Yosef. Pshat Rabbi Yosef is, you're neman to make yourself a rasha because hoidas baldin kameya edim dami, and once you're a rasha, you can't be made that Pliny Ravani. So the Noi Dibihuda has a different way to learn this sugya. The Noi Dibihuda says it's impossible that Rabbi Yosef holds Adam Mesa Matzmai Rasha. You cannot use Hoidas Baldin Kameh Edim Dami for anything other than Mamanos. Says in the Vinei Svara Zu Machrachas Umochachas Lahayyub de Rabbi Yosef. What I'm about to say is clear in Rabbi Yosef. Dahare Koshala Rabbi Yosef. After Polig Al Rava, even though he argues on Rava, Vloy Savar Pagino Dibura Klal. Let's say Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold the Pagino Dibura. Afa Pikin Ich Omar Rabbi Yosef Rashu. The words, you see, we would have learned to Rabbi Yosef, we don't believe you on yourself, and therefore we don't believe you about what happened. But that's not what Rabbi Yosef says. What Rabbi Yosef says is, you're a Rasha, and Al Tashes Yadcham Rasha Liyaseid Chamas. Rabbi Yosef seems to be clearly saying you are believed regarding yourself. But how could Rabbi Yosef say you're a Rasha? Hechisa Rabbi Yosef, Shia Adam Neman Al Eidos Atzmai. Haloi Milacha Kar Rabbi Yosef Adam Eidos Atzmai. Who is more related to yourself than you? Meaning, the way we started off the shir learning Pshat Rabbi Yosef is, since we can't believe you regarding yourself, we don't believe you regarding the facts of the case. But that's not the words Rabbi Yosef says. The words Rabbi Yosef says is, you're making yourself a Rasha, and therefore we can't testify, we can't accept your testimony about the facts of the case. Rabbi Yosef implies you are believed to say you're a Rasha. V'nafkamina de'enoi Rasha. You would have thought what Rabbi Yosef should have said is, since you're not neman regarding yourself, you're not neman regarding the facts. But he doesn't say that. You're neman regarding yourself, and therefore you're not neman regarding the testimony. The nafkamina is, when this is all said and done, is the guy a Rasha or not? The way we started off this year, we were saying you're not believed regarding yourself, therefore you can't be believed about the facts, and the guy is not a Rasha. But the words of Rabbi Yosef seem to be saying you're believed regarding yourself, and you're a Rasha, therefore we can't accept your testimony. V'nafgamina, the Noi Dibihuda says there's a big nafgamina. De'enoi Rasha, v'neman la'edus achers. Well, the question would be, are you believed for other testimony? If you learn like how Tosfos learns in Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a palginan. So we'll say Pshat in Rabbi Yosef is, just like you're not believed regarding yourself, you're not believed regarding the testimony. So you're taka not a Rasha, and if you came into court the next day to testify, we would accept your testimony. But now, the words of Rabbi Yosef don't seem to be saying that. The words of Rabbi Yosef seem to be saying, you're believed regarding yourself to make yourself a Rasha, and therefore we can't accept your testimony. That means if the guy would come in and testify about another matter, we can't accept that. We do believe you regarding yourself. This is a tema gedoyla. We know all relatives are pasul for edus. Bein l'schus, bein l'choiva, afilu k'moshe v'aron, m'gzeres ha'kosov, v'adam alatzma yin emon. How could it be Moshe can't testify about Aaron, but I could testify about myself? Doesn't make sense. So again, the Rabbi Yonis and Ibishit says it does make sense, because Moshe is only one person, but ha'idahas baldin is k'meya edim. There's nothing more trustworthy than 100 edim. You know what the pshat is? Listen to this. A very creative pshat. I don't think anybody else learns this way in the sugya. Elavadei taima de Rabbi Yosef. Certainly, the reason of Rabbi Yosef is the afkish shameir al atzmei l'chud einoy neman. Even though when you testify about yourself, you're not believed. Kivan Shema'ah, right? Really, the answer is like this. In general, when you testify about yourself, you're not believed. But in this case, you're saying, I killed your husband, or Ploini Ravani Lertsoini. Kivan Shema'ah al Atzmei v'al Chaveroi, Mitoich Sheneman al Chaveroi, Lochei Neman gam al Atzmei mitamigu. Kishitas Rashi v'toises be'ishtai. There's some kind of migo here that it's not the pshat I'm not believed about myself. I am. I in Kol HaTorah Kula, I'm not. There's a migo here where since I'm believed regarding someone else, I am believed regarding myself. If I'm believed Ploini Ravani, I'm believed Lertsoini. The only thing is, now I'm a Rasha. And I'm a Rasha, you can't accept this testimony. And you can't accept anything I ever say. But it's because we believe you. V'yosef savar etzal atzmai. Now, v'yosef savar etzal atzmai loy pagin andiburai. Rabbi Yosef says, we cannot do that. We cannot split your words regarding yourself. And then the shita remains for yourself. So since I'm believed regarding you, I'm believed regarding me. Rav Yosef Nishma Rava the Sava Rava Pagina Dibura. Rava holds we do say Pagina, Mikamakam Hecha the Avsha Lamiflag Diburai, in a situation where it's impossible to split his words. Kugan Shamar Ani Zanisim Ishtacha. Let's say somebody says, I was Mazana with your wife, then we believe even regarding himself Mitam Migoy, but the Edus is possible Mitam Rasha. Meaning in a situation where it's impossible to do palginan. So it seems like there's a big machloikis, let's say, between Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz and the Noi de Behuda. The Tumim learns that a person, at least in the world of Rabbi Yosef, can testify about themselves. Why? Hoidas baldin kamei edim dami. Rava doesn't agree to that. Rava holds that the same way you can't... Rava holds we don't say Hoy Do'as Baldin by Isser. The Noi de Behuda seems to be saying that the reason you're believed regarding yourself is not because of Hoy Do'as Baldin, because that would not apply to Isser. But the reason, now it's a little bit circular. The reason why I'm believed about myself is because I am testifying about you. And if I could testify about you, I could testify about me. But if I would only be testifying about myself, I could not be believed, because Adam Karve Tzalatzmai. But since I'm once I'm believed about myself that I'm a Rasha, now my testimony is not admissible, and I'm not. So then you'll say, so accept half of what I'm saying? No, Palginon, Rabbi Yosef does not subscribe to Palginon Diburei. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, so a little food for thought. And Bezos Hashem, tomorrow night we finish the second perek. And we'll take it from there. Thanks everyone for joining. And have a wonderful day. If anybody wants, at approximately 2:30, there is a international Shabbos project shir that's going to be streaming live on Torah anytime. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, kol tov, have a great day. Shkayach.
I mean, stamazoi, misvara, how could you be mechalik?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.